It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey everybody, welcome in to Let's Get Local here on this bit of a dreary, gloomy Saturday. But man, what a beautiful, beautiful program just before us with Sharp Elbows today. Unbelievable. Man, that one's... if you've lost your perspective, go back and listen to that tomorrow. Again, it re-airs. All these Saturday shows re-air on Sunday, same time. So Sharp Elbows, 10 o'clock tomorrow. Ask the Builder at 9. Of course, our show, 11 o'clock, Let's Get Local. And then Pizza Box is up at noon. But if you've lost your perspective, go ahead and listen to that, and that'll put it right back in for you. Unbelievable stuff. Okay, I'm bracing myself because we got to transition and talk with local businesses and talk about a lot of really good and uplifting and exciting things too. But man, what an emotional show that was. And I really appreciate Francesca and everybody for participating in that. Let's shift because it's time to get local again, everybody. And we have some great guests on today. I'm really excited to start off the day with Tekio McNeish from... Well, she has so many different things happening with her business. I'll let her tell you, but good morning to, and thanks for coming on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. It's really great to talk to you and learn more about you and all the interesting things that you do, kind of to help people. It seems like your entire business, as you can tell us about it, is really all about service and helping people have a better life and a better life experience. So let's talk a little bit about some of the key pieces to your business. Take you.
Yes. So I have a small business. I'm by myself in downtown Boston. So I help people to de-stress and restore their energy doing such as massage, facial, and I recently become a health and wellness coach. And I try to focus on this, helping people changing their mindset, shift their beliefs, and create a new version of themselves.
So tell us more about your business, where the name comes from, and then also what that encompasses, what it all means. Okay, hey, you know, sometimes in live radio, that's what happens, and sometimes in with cell phones and things like that, that's what happens too. Thanks for hanging with me through that experience. That was a lot of fun, right? It's the way it goes sometimes. But we do have some really exciting things to talk about with Colin Murray on the other side of this break, which we'll get into in just a second. I want to just say, before we go to break, I want to talk about a couple of quick things related to the buying local and shopping local in our local businesses, because Colin and I are going to lay out a whole bunch with that. But as I've grown in this community and gotten to meet more people and understand more of the stories behind so many of their businesses and the passion and what that means to them, that's really... When you are buying from a local shop, when you're providing, you know, going to a local service provider, what have you, and it's a locally owned business started by someone right here, owned by someone right here, most of the time behind that is a wonderful story of passion and their life's work and what they always dreamed of doing. And so when you shop locally, you're supporting all of that. You're not just buying an item or purchasing a service, you are supporting someone's dream, someone's life, someone's employees and friends and family members. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. And so many of our small businesses, of course, you know, the margin for profit is small, is difficult to kind of carry at times. So you're shopping there. You're making that conscious choice to do that, to go local with our local businesses, can make the difference in their lives too. And you can't say that about a lot of the big box places. They're run a lot differently, and that's fine. They have their place in our world. We totally get that. But our local businesses have all of that behind them, and on top of it, they're the flavor, they're the spice, right? They're what makes our communities identifiable from other communities all over the world. So think about that when you're making a choice. I know price is important, and a lot of our small businesses are very competitive in pricing too. So don't, you know, get past that myth that it's always more expensive at a local business, because that's not true either. But I'll tell you what, service, everything else that goes along with it, and you put that together with supporting somebody's dream and life's work, sign me up. Sign me up. I'll take that any day. We'll be back to talk to Colin Murray in just a little bit. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and also 1580 AM here for you. Also streamed at devilradio927.com, and we're running a Facebook Live video to boot. So all of that technology working at once, and we hope Colin's technology is working on his end this morning. Colin, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I hope technology is working. That's a key to the program, right?
You need it, right? That's, we're all dependent on it now for so much. And unfortunately, I mean, I really want to talk to Tekia because she just has such an amazing business going there, great energy, and great information to share. So we will get her on an upcoming show when her phone is working better and the connection is working better too. Colin, Dane by Local, right? Just keeps chugging along with important stuff. Another gigantic announcement this week. Please tell the Devil Radio audience.
Yeah, so Thursday, just 2 days ago, Dane County announced another massive grant program for local businesses. They called me up on Monday, last Monday, and said that they were ready to put in round three of the grant program that they've been facilitating and we've been administering for them. But this time, it was going to be $15 million that they're pumping into the local economy. That's just incredible. That's more than any of the other two rounds that they've provided. $15 million. It's a crazy number.
That is amazing. So we know that this is going to be round three of grant dollars from the county, from Dane County, for Dane County small and local businesses. What is that now all going to encompass? Tell everybody about the whole picture there, Colin, because this has been quite an investment over just the last 12 months.
Yeah, so all of this started, of course, a year ago when the pandemic kicked in and Dane County approached us and asked, what can we do to help small businesses? And I said, they need cash. You know, it just, who knows how long this is going to last? At that time, a year ago, we didn't know it was going to be a year. We were thinking a few months, right? And they started with $10.8 million. At the end of the year, they added another $4 million that was remaining from the CARES Act that Dane County had. So 14.8 at that point. Now we're another $15 million. So we're almost $30 million that's being put into the economy in the last year. And this is huge for local businesses. You know, whether it be massage or a retail or a restaurant or whatever the case might be, you know, to be receiving these grant dollars is saving their business, literally saving their business.
Wow. And I know, I mean, that number is just mind-boggling to think about. But of course, there's so many people affected by this. It's been spread out. I mean, there's even more need than that probably, but the county is doing the best it can with allocating funds and making so much available, which has been so helpful. And like you said, it has literally saved people's business, saved them from being out of their business or closing the doors forever or completely giving up on their dream like we talked about. You had a great guest on the press conference this on Thursday. Please tell us about that story and her, because that was the situation, right?
Yeah. So her name is Peggy. She owns the Nail Bar in DeForest. So it's just a nice little locally owned business in a strip mall there in DeForest. And she had had this dream for 32 years of opening her own business, having a nail spa that she could do that. And finally, 2 years ago, she was able to realize that dream and open up the operations of her business. So she no sooner gets open, and she ended up having a flood in her business in the first year. The apartment above her storefront had a water leak and flooded her business. So, you know, that was in itself is devastating, and it, she was able to recover from that. No more had she gotten back up on her feet, and the pandemic hit. And of course, she was closed for quite a while because of the order that was taking place here in Dane County. And even since then, even since she's reopened, business is not what it was prior to the pandemic. You know, people are still very cautious about going out, and, you know, she has a number of older clientele, so you have to be, you know, very careful with that sort of thing. And this really would have wiped her out. In fact, she had gotten to the point, she hadn't applied for the first round of grant dollars with us, but did apply in the second round. And she called me up and she said, "I just received an eviction notice from my landlord and I'm going to get kicked out." And so I looked in our files, and sure enough, she had applied and she had already been approved. We just hadn't notified her yet at that point. So I was able to let her know, that we did have a check coming her way, and she was able to pick that check up. And just within 5 days of eviction, she was able to get caught up on her rent. So it literally saved her business. She said, "I'd be out of business today if it hadn't been for that round two grant." So she still has a lot of other expenses to catch up on, but at least she's got the physical location. The rent is current, and she's, you know, headed in the right direction here.
Wow. I mean, that's what, talk about stress, talk about the whole situation. And I remember her saying as well, in that press conference, telling everybody that Peggy said, "I worked, you know, in these industries and shops for 32 years, just with a dream to one day have my own place." And she finally had it and almost lost it. But thanks to this program, thanks to Dane County and Dane by Local working together to get these dollars out to businesses, she was able to keep the doors open and keep the dream going, which is just remarkable and outstanding.
Exactly. And, you know, that's really, I've got to give a lot of credit to Joe Parisi. He's the one that's really put this all together. He's the one that has reached out to Dane by Local and fostered a relationship that we can maintain. He was the first government entity anywhere in the nation to join a Buy Local group. So he really set the standard. And other Buy Local groups around the country are taking note. I got a phone call on Friday from the mayor up in Bayfield wanting to know what was going on, how we did that, how we accomplished that, because they wanted to replicate it up there. People are taking note. And again, it's really Joe Parisi behind all of this, that this is taking place. You really have to give him a lot of credit for having that opportunity of looking out and taking care of our local businesses.
Yeah, it's definitely been made a priority by the county, by Joe Parisi, and glad that Dane by Local has been involved in helping to do that too. We're going to talk more with Colin about this and other issues related to local businesses here in just a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Devil Radio. Hey, welcome back here, Devil Radio, as we continue on with Let's Get Local. Again, you're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, streamed at devilradio927.com, and we put it out live on Facebook, too, a video version of our programs here on Saturdays, like many of the other shows here on Devil Radio. So excited to be bringing you all those ways to connect with our program, our local businesses, the local movement, what it all means, and all that good stuff. We have to thank our sponsors for this program as well. Quick, before we dig back in with Colin Murray, of course, Madison Water Utility and the $100 toilet rebate is an option for water utility customers. Help conserve water, help save money on your bill, help our water utility and our environment all at the same time. Sounds like a pretty good idea, right? Pretty good deal. Amy Deming was on last week talking about that. And also, Supak of Evolution Financial, another great sponsor of Let's Get Local, and another Dane by Local member who is just wonderful to have in our membership. Colin, okay. We were talking about the grants, the impact of it, what it means to local businesses, all of that. What before we wrap up on the grants and go into the other areas here, what's kind of the timeline on what's happening currently with Stage 2? Around two, and then round three, when people can expect to apply and hopefully move forward on that stuff.
Yeah, good point. Thanks for asking about that. So round two, the $4 million that we're working on right now, some of the applicants have already been notified. Many have not at this point. So if you haven't heard from us, keep an eye on your email. We hope in the next 2 weeks that we can have everyone notified. There were close to 3,000 applications, so it takes a little time to work through that. But we're getting to the point where we should be able to do some mass notifications out there, so sit tight on that if you haven't heard from us already. And then on round three, with the $15 million coming out, again, that'll take a couple of weeks to get all the details worked out on that. We're getting pretty efficient at this now the third time around. There are some things that guidelines that I need from the county before I can release the application. So I'm anticipating mid-April that'll be on our website. Keep an eye on the website. We'll have it in our newsletter. You can sign up for that on beingbylocal.com or on Facebook as well. We'll put the notice out there so that you can apply for it as soon as the application is live.
That's great news for everybody involved, of course, who's, again, you know, wondering about when the round two is going to be wrapped up, when they might get that assistance that was approved and notifications on that. And then, of course, the round three, $15 million more dollars from Dane County to be available to small businesses. Colin, are there any parameters yet been set on that or just the announcement of the total package right now?
Yeah, those are the things that I'm waiting for from the county at this point. They did seem to indicate that it would be similar to round one as far as the guidelines on that. Round two is a little more restrictive because it was a smaller set of dollars. But it sounds like round three will be more like round one, where it's you know, we'll try to help as many businesses as we possibly can.
Fantastic. Colin, let's move into a discussion about the kind of branches off what I kind of led up to our first segment with, which is buying local, what that really means. Now, I know you have so much information and gotten into all these things over the years about, you know, dissected it, understand when people shop local, what that means for our local economy, as well as what it means, of course, for businesses and the like. But tell people about the economic impact of spending a dollar locally and what that means.
Yeah, so there have been a couple of different research firms that have looked at this as far as the effect that spending dollars locally has on the local economy. And what they came out with was that nationally, for every $100 that you spend at a national big box store, national firm, just $43 remains in the local economy. And if you compare that same $100, if you were to spend that at a local business, $73 remains in the local economy. And it gets circulated around about 2.5 times before it potentially leaves the economy. So it definitely has an effect on our small businesses here. And that's just another reason for us to be supporting these local businesses. And it also helps the tax base as well. So, you mentioned about price, and you're very right in saying that it's not always the case that it's more expensive to shop locally. Many times it's not, but you're also saving on taxes. So, the dollars that you spend locally will come back to reward you when the property tax bill comes or the state taxes, tax time comes up, which is coming soon here. Those all have an effect on it as far as the local economy is concerned.
Yeah, we're talking with Executive Director Colin Murray of Dane by Local. And just digging more into that, which is all of the impact that making that decision, making that conscious choice to shop locally, to work with local businesses and service providers can have for the economy, for others, those businesses, the businesses they work with directly, of course, and then also yourself. Let's talk a little bit about that, Colin, which is so many of these local businesses and business owners have relationships with other local businesses. So there's a lot of business to business that happens there because they understand the importance of it and they want to work with other local businesses for supplies they need, things like that. So people supporting one business, they're actually supporting a number of local businesses just by supporting one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a collaboration that takes place between these businesses. And that's one of the things that we work on in trying to make those connections. So a good example of that would be Easy Office Products. You can go to Staples or you can go to Office Depot and get your office supplies or go on Amazon and order it and have it delivered to your door. And that's convenient and I get it. But there is a local option, Easy Office Products, over on the east side. You can go on their website, you can place an order for whatever you need there, and they'll deliver right to your door the very next day. Before the pandemic, they were delivering to your office, but now with the pandemic, they've adjusted their model so that they'll also deliver to your home. So because so many of us are working out of our house, you know, just like I am right now, we still got the Dane by Local office, but all of us are working out of our homes right at the moment. So the other day, I'm looking at a box that's sitting right here in my office that was delivered by Easy Office Products right to the house. And, you know, it was quick and easy. They just leave it on the front porch and there you are. So, you know, that's a great example of one business working with another and that collaboration. And it really does make a difference. You know, one of the things that research that was taken place by an organization called ILSR, which is Institute for Local Self-Reliance. I always get a tongue twister there. They did a survey and found that cities that have a buy local program, like Dane Buy Local, that their sales in those businesses, total sales, retail, restaurants, whatever the business type might be, are actually substantially higher. So they did this nationwide and found that it was the case that it was increased over cities that did not have this national buy local group taking place in their communities. But they also broke it down by actual communities. So we asked, well, what is it for Dane County in Madison, Wisconsin? And we actually came in, well, the national average of sales increase were 3.9%. This is before the pandemic, right? So nationwide, no matter where you were, 3.9% was the sales increase that was taking place. Here in Dane County, in the same time frame, it was 12.3%. And consistently, in every city that had a buy local program, that's what they saw. Now, I'll tell you that Dane County was one of the highest. So we're always the overachiever here, right? it really does pay off. The message is getting out there. That's what Dane by Local is trying to do, is get that message out there. And Dane County, Madison is responding to that and working together, whether it be consumer to business or B2B, business to business connections and collaboration. It's paying off. It really is.
Yeah, those are amazing numbers to think about. We could get even more. We could have an even higher number in percentage. Let's go for that. That's what we're always shooting for, right? To continue to support local businesses. But what a drastic difference with organizations that are actively promoting that to the community and the importance of it to the community. It makes a difference. And that's why, Colin, I thank you. I thank everyone with Dane by Local, everyone that volunteers with it. I thank the membership and all the businesses that participate in anything related to just getting the word out about how important this is, because you are making a difference. And hopefully listeners get that too. And just think, again, the motto, think local first. And just keep that in mind. If you go to Dane by Local's website, there's a bunch of members on there. Pretty much almost any service business you're looking for, you can find out about at danebylocal.com. Colin, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for everything. Really do appreciate it. Take care of yourself. Be well. And we'll catch you again next week, okay?
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Wrapping up here, Let's Get Local on a Saturday on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, also 1580 AM. We're glad you're with us on this gloomy Saturday. Trying to bring a little bright and sunshine to you as well. Some great conversation with Colin Murray. Really just getting that idea out there about the importance of local businesses, shopping local. As I always say, be local, buy local, stay local, and go local, everybody, because it really makes an impact on our communities. In our final segment, we have the pleasure of talking to B from Peanuts and Chocolate. B, good morning and thanks for being on Let's Get Local today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Welcome to my kitchen this morning. I'm excited to be here and to talk to you guys today. So
are you,
thanks for having me.
Are you always in the kitchen?
Pretty much, yeah. I got to experiment, try foods out, you know. Other than that, I'm with my crazy seven-year-old running around doing something.
All right, let's talk about Peanuts and Chocolate, your business, and what it is, and tell people how they can find out more about it.
Awesome. So Peanuts and Chocolate originally was a restaurant. I started off at home. I had a very small tasting. It was in 2019. I had friends, maybe about six people, to taste my menu. And from that one tasting, I blew up to having clients like American Family Insurance and CEOs of Tomorrow, catering corporate events of up to 250 people. I had the opportunity to operate my restaurant out of New Noosh on Regent Street for a bit. But then Corona hit and it caused me to revamp my business model. And I decided to push some of my most popular items that were purchased and ordered when I was catering and running my restaurant. So I have decided to sell my lemon pepper coconut shrimp fry mix. There's a single size and a family size. You can cook this on shrimp as well as green beans and asparagus if you're not a shrimp person. And I also am pushing a sweet and savory combination. I have the jerk remoulade, which is a remoulade is like Creole you would put on your po' boy. It's a seasoned mayo. I've seasoned mine with like a jerk mixture, fresh herbs and spices from basil to ginger to turmeric. Got some mango in there, sage. So that's in here. And then the sweet is a jerk syrup. It's got more of like a maple syrup base. So if you're looking for sweet or savory, I've got those options for you. You can find these on my, right now on my Instagram and my Facebook, Peanuts and Chocolate on Instagram, Peanuts and Chocolate on Facebook. And you'll also get to see, ideas of what to use your sauces with. You'll see some, if you're in the sports, I love to watch, basketball, football is coming up. I'll be watching football, baseball, and just giving you ideas of what to, use your sauces on for game days, for slumber parties, for whatever you would want to put these sauces on. They're really, versatile. I wanted to also show you guys some stuff I made for you today for the people who can see. this is the lemon pepper coconut shrimp.
It's
here.
It's beautiful for those listening on the radio and can't see it. It is beautiful.
Yeah, those who are listening, it's beautiful. And those who can't smell it, it smells great. I've drizzled some of the jerk remoulade on top of this one. Here's my jerk rib. I cooked these in the jerk syrup here and just topped it with an avocado and a little asparagus, just to remind you that if you're not a meat eater, you can coat your veggies in the lemon pepper coconut shrimp fry mix as well, for a little fresh fried veggie snack. So those are available. You can go onto my social medias right now and order. I do not have a brick and mortar. I will be shipping these out to you guys and pushing for a distribution at Whole Foods. all of my ingredients are natural. My recipe has none of the 100 ingredients that Whole Foods does not want in their products. So if you're one of those people that care about GMO ingredients, I don't have those. So yeah, there's a very long spiel.
That's very informative and beautiful stuff. Now, there's a reason I didn't have you on until the last segment of the show, because I knew it was going to make me hungry, you talking about this, and me having to see the beautiful display of the food.
Yes.
So that's the reason. But one thing I think is so important is you know, you have these sauces, you have these flavorings, but giving people more ideas about how to use them. Because a lot of people want to spice up their food or make it a little bit more tasteful, but they don't know what to use certain things on. So for you to tell people, hey, you can use it on this or vegetables if you're not a shrimp eater. I mean, that's super helpful to people, too, to give those suggestions and that information.
Definitely. I mean, and for people who aren't really familiar with those type of flavorings, I mean, I just want you to realize, like, it packs such a powerful punch in each of these little droplets. It's not too spicy. It's got, like, natural spice from the ginger. And so, yes, I enjoy cooking. So it's something that I'm having fun with, showing people what to pair their foods with. It's just, I really enjoy it. And I think it comes across in my videos. If you guys watch me, I also have just started a TikTok, Peanuts and Chocolate, as well.
Oh,
so you'll find links to each social media on any social media you decide to follow. But yes, I really have such a fun time. You'll catch me in the summer. I'll be grilling some things back in my yard, showing you how you can grill some veggies, fish, pork, beef, whatever you eat. So there's so much more to come. Just tune in. Yeah.
So people can find out find those demonstration videos where you explain things, show how to do it on those different social media platforms you're on, Facebook, Instagram, and also now TikTok. And I found on Facebook is really easy to find you, because if you just put in peanuts and chocolate, there it is, because you are at, you actually, somehow you got that. Somehow you got at peanuts and chocolate. That wasn't taken. So way to go on the name, because you left yourself open to all those, which is fantastic. So easy to find on social media. And you're going to hear more from Bianca too. Bianca, one thing that I think is something that I really like to find out about from small business owners is just the story behind their business. So tell us about how you came to this business and then the story behind the name as well.
So I'll try not to be too long-winded. My love for cooking came from my mom. My style of cooking came from my mom. She would cook so many different types of dishes, from soul food to Tibetan to different African dishes, different Latino dishes. So this is what I grew up eating, like a mixture of cultures. And so that's like what my palate has been developed to, I guess, like more, cook towards. So I just started creating my own kind of recipes based off of Southern comfort dishes or other ethnic cuisines and just combining them together. And that's kind of where the idea for the jerk remoulade came from, because I love po' boys. I love like Southern New Orleans food, but I also love jerk. So I was like, oh, what would that taste like together? And then I put it on po' boys and other things, tacos, and just that cross-cultural love of food was started by my mother for sure. As I learned it, I like love to cook. I was going to school for marketing, and I decided like, okay, let me write this marketing plan. Like, if I really did want to start a food truck, a restaurant, like how would it look? So all throughout college, I was writing my marketing plan and utilizing like that as a free kind of entrepreneurship mentoring. I guess not really free, because you got to pay for college, but my professors would, you know, help me to have realistic goals and things of that nature. So when I graduated, I had a well-formed business plan. And I had a friend whose nickname is Peanut, who would eat my dishes and really would like hype me up. Like, you know, you should really do something with this. And, you know, these are delicious. And with that person's influence, I finally like believed in myself that I could go out and do this. You know, I could achieve it. And I decided on my company name, Peanuts and Chocolate. That person's name is Peanut. My nickname is Chocolate. So it's kind of like a reminder to always push myself, you know, and to never doubt myself again. And so that's, aside from that deep meaning behind my name, I love how Peanuts and Chocolate rolls off the tongue. So it all worked perfectly for me. So that's pretty much my history. I already told you guys I was working actually in a corporate position and decided that I just wanted to take a moment and focus on developing my company and believing in myself and just taking that gamble. So I quit that position and just immediately started pushing my company, and it really blew up. In my eyes, it blew up before Corona. It went, like I said, that 250 person catering for corporate events really was like motivational for me. So I don't want to stop. And this is my new path.
That's amazing. You can tell that you can see the passion you have behind it. You can tell how much it means to you, how much you love it. And isn't that really what life is all about? Trying to fill your time doing stuff you love. And as we wrap up here, we're just wrapping up, but I want to just commend you on what you've done so far. Keep going. Again, Peanuts and Chocolate. Type that into Facebook, Instagram, find out more from B. Those delicious recipes, whether you like shrimp or whatever you like, and you can connect with her about her awesome local business, Peanuts and Chocolate. B, take care. Thanks for being on the show this week. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Like I said, I love this. This is my passion. I'm pretty sure you see me here just excited. So thank you again for this opportunity, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And have a good day, everybody who's watching, and link with me. I would love to give you some more options of what to cook with.
Take care, B. Thanks for being a Dane by Local member. Thanks for listening to Let's Get Local. We appreciate you. Stay well. Be safe. Pizza Box is up next.